Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus. Bill O'Reilly here. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Coming up next, the news with Mike Slater.
Thank you, Bill. It is Thursday, November 9th, 2023. Here's what's happening today in America. Debate night. Drone shot down. The strike is over. And officers on leave. That's all coming up. Then Bill will be here with your message of the day. But first, the third Republican debate was last night in Florida. Of course, Donald Trump wasn't there. One moment that broke out was Vivek in his opening statement criticizing the RNC, the Republican National Committee, for even allowing NBC to host this debate at all. He called for the head of the RNC, Mitt Romney's niece, to resign. A U.S. drone was shot down over the coast of Yemen by Houthi forces backed by Iran. This was an MQ-9 Reaper drone flying in international airspace over international waters. This is just a couple weeks after the USS Kearney intercepted 4 cruise missiles and 15 drones over a 9-hour period, also from the same Iranian-backed terrorist. U.S. bases in Iraq and Syria have been attacked at least 40 times since October 17th. Have you heard about that? 40 times. 46 Americans have been injured. And 2 U.S. F-15 fighter jets conducted an airstrike on a weapons storage facility in eastern Syria, which has been used by Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps. The Actors Union strike has reached an agreement to end the strike. 118 days it's been. Fran Drescher from The Nanny wrote on Twitter, "We did it. The $1 billion-plus deal, 3 times the last contract. New ground was broke everywhere." The writers' strike was resolved in September, but now the actors are going back to work. Two major sticking points. First, about AI, artificial intelligence. If a studio uses an artificial intelligence version of Tom Hanks or any other actor, does Tom Hanks get any of that money? Interesting question. Details yet to be released on what they decided, by the way. But then also, how much will actors be paid in residuals when a show is streamed multiple times? Again, new business model has to be formed. 3 pages of the manifesto of that Nashville murderer. When, remember, this murderer killed 3 children and then 3 adults at the school in Nashville? Well, 3 pages of their manifesto was leaked. The Nashville Police Department has placed 7 officers on leave as they finish their investigation. This seems to suggest that this is indeed a genuine manifesto where she talked about these kids' white privilege and where she said she would check the parking lot for security before entering the school. I'm Mike Slater. Bill O'Reilly has your message of the day. Next.
Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus. Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. On this Thursday, violent protesters generally got away with looting and other criminal acts after the death of George Floyd. Even the anarchists inside Antifa were not held to account as they assaulted police and destroyed property. In addition, Americans saw radical organizations like Black Lives Matter achieve power and big money by embracing violence. Younger people in particular got the message. So it is that progressive radicals have transferred their anger from white society to the state of Israel. oppression is oppression, right? Blacks in America, Palestinians in Gaza. The solution, blow up the status quo. That's what these pro-Hamas demonstrations on campuses are all about. Fighting the power. Jews are powerful. They must be confronted, even using violence. Well, that is beyond stupid, of course. But so is burning down a bodega in the name of justice. There are supposed to be educators to guide and inform the naive and the stupid who inhabit the universities, and there are plenty of them. But it takes courage to confront these people in the age of cancellation. And without courageous opposition, the crazed mob will do grave damage. I'm Bill O'Reilly. I approve the message by writing it. You can reach me, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, name in town if you wish to opine. Okay, let's go to the mail. Bonnie, the Democrats can run a yellow dog and it would defeat Donald Trump because 51% of the country hates Trump more than they care about inflation or anything else. All right. Lee, concierge member. Go, Lee. Good decision. Obama continues to do his apology tour for our actions as a country. This is an old line from Obama. Led to our country's weakness on the world stage. All right. Well, at least he's consistent, right? Cynthia Highhouse, Portland, Oregon. I used to work in Portland. Many of you know, KATU TV, Channel 2. Bill, what role does Black Lives Matter play in President Trump's legal battles? Zero. Black Lives Matter is over. Okay? They took all the money. They spent it on themselves. I think even the dimmest American knows that now. But they don't have anything to do with it. Steve Gibson, Henderson, Nebraska. Many years ago, my daughter delivered our local paper. At the time, the kids had to collect the money for the subscriptions. One woman wouldn't pay. I took the woman to small claims court. Ended up, the woman had to pay my daughter plus the court costs. Okay. Small claims court, Steve. Thank you for writing. Check it out in your county. Can be a tremendous resource for you. Lloyd, no wonder Gen Zers are the way they are if seniors are regressing into younger behavior like smoking pot and watching a form of The Bachelor. Yeah, I don't know if we baby boomers are giving the best example to the urchins these days. I think that's a legitimate point, Lloyd. In a moment, something you might not know. Now, the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. 403 years ago today, an English ship sailed into the waters off Cape Cod. After 65 days at sea, a group of religious separatists known as the Old Comers finally arrived in the New World. Today, we call them pilgrims. Here is the story. In the early 17th century, the British monarchy began persecuting people who opposed the Church of England. So, a small parish of Puritans pursued religious freedom in the North American colonies. Their ship, the Mayflower, departed Great Britain in September 1620. The captain of the ship missed the original destination of Virginia, arriving instead off the coast of Massachusetts. The Puritans named the outpost Plymouth after the English port from which they departed. Life in the New World was brutal. Within 12 months, half of the shipgoers were dead. Out of desperation, they forged alliances with the Indian tribes. A chieftain named Squanto taught the settlers how to survive. As an expression of gratitude, the colonists invited Squanto and his village to a three-day feast, the first Thanksgiving. In April 1621, 4 months after arriving in the New World, the Mayflower returned to England. The aging boat was then scrapped for timber, its wooden hull used to erect a small barn in central England that stands to this day. And here's something else you might not know. As the Mayflower approached Massachusetts, The Puritans drafted a document known as the Mayflower Compact. The brief 200-word agreement was signed by half of the adult male passengers. The men bound themselves to a common council and promised to abide by any laws and regulations enacted in the Plymouth colony. The compact was the first framework of government in the New World. For more details about the Puritans and their struggles, please read my new book, Killing the Witches. Back after this. Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you. Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus.